take a look at mine.
Tis the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us live in the studio is Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals and the Hoot. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
It's so great to have you guys here. It's so wonderful to see smiling faces in the morning besides just me staring at screens.
Smiling at screens.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, at least, you know, we put little pictures around so something's looking back. And, well, the 12th annual Winter Hoot is happening.
We can't wait. We're so excited.
12 years. Do you feel that this is coming to your vision of what you wanted when you started?
Oh, that's a cool question. I mean, we did want to start a festival that would keep going, that would become people's tradition, winter and summer, to attend. Mm. And that kids who came when they were little kids would keep coming when they were teenagers. So I think those things have been achieved.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to showcase our friends that we've met around the country, and that seems to be happening. Yeah. So, yeah.
Is it a mutual thing, the friends that you have playing at the Hoot and other artists that are at either the summer or winter Hoot, do they invite you to festivals that they throw?
That's a good question, too.
Absolutely. I would say that almost they did first, you know, in some cases.
It's kind of where we got the idea.
Playing at other festivals, you thought, hey, we could do this. Mm-hmm. We could do this better.
Yeah. Well, not better, but, you know, separate.
We could do this.
Separate but equal.
Yeah, here in the Hudson Valley.
One that comes to mind is in Michigan, and there's a Michigan artist coming to the Winter Hoot, Rachel Davis. That Michigan scene, they really grow folk musicians and songwriters in Michigan.
Really?
For whatever reason, Michigan's a real hotbed of what we do. But Seth Bernard, who played the previous Summer Hoot in 2024, he has a festival called the Harvest Gathering. That kind of planted the seed in our mind. And so we'd like to keep that Michigan connection alive because it's really a rich scene. So.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw Kishana and Louie Lou Lewis. We met them on an island in New Hampshire at Miles of Music, another really cool gathering. Neither of them was like the organizer of that event. But you know.
Tell me about Louie Lou Lewis.
Gladly.
What a showbiz name, right?
Besides the name. I want to know about the person because the name I could say four times a day and be happy.
Exactly.
Well, he is a happy guy, so he'd be glad to hear you say that. He's a really gentle, very beautiful singer. He plays the guitar. He plays a tambourine. He sings in kind of a jazz folk with maybe a tiny bit of like calypso or bossa nova in
there. Sort of an Afro-Caribbean influence in his music.
And he's super great. He sings about a mango tree, and he sings about, you know, all kinds of wonderful visions of positivity. So I really, really dig his stuff.
I love that. Now, the Winter Hoot, just to give everybody the exact chronological order, starts on Friday, and Friday night Jay and Molly play, and that's a heartwarming, amazing family fun event. What follows Jay and Molly?
Sure. So, yeah, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, that's my dad and stepmom. So that's some great fiddle folk music. There's a community dinner before that, which is selling out. So that has to be reserved in advance. It's going to be delicious. Mm. Mike's been driving all around.
I drove all around the side of the river yesterday, picking up farm fresh
meats and vegetables for our supper. Then the concert, and then a big jam session in the dining hall. So bring an instrument or just come to sing or tap your toe and listen. Cool. There's beer, cider, and wine from the cash bar at the Ashokan Center. And so you can just hang out and participate, play some music if you like after.
And what times does that begin on Friday?
Dinner 6, concert 7:30, and jam session after that around 9.
Cool. And there is lodging available. Yes. Is that sold out or is there still lodging?
The private rooms sell out mighty quick, but we do have bunks available in the longhouse. So those might sell out too, but they haven't yet. So it's pretty reasonable, very comfortable, kind of shared living space because the Ashokan Center is designed for kids to come and have outdoor education field trips. So they built these big, beautiful, comfortable, well-heated buildings to house lots of people at once. It's a lot of fun.
Now, there's an ice sculptor who I've seen in action for the past, 12 years. And every year, he chips away at a block of ice, and then it transforms into something amazing, an owl holding a banjo, wearing a top hat.
Or a fairy drinking hot chocolate.
Of course.
Incredible things. I know.
And well, one year you actually froze or kept on ice one of the sculptures and broke it out in the summer hoot, and it was right on top of Hoot Hill.
I'm glad you were there for that.
It blew my mind.
It blew my mind too. That's one of my favorite hoot memories, actually, because Ashokan Center has walk-in freezers. We were able to preserve the winter hoot sculpture, and then someone had the bright idea, hey, why don't we whip it out for the summer hoot? And where do you see an ice sculpture next to a bonfire in the middle of August?
Yes.
Yeah.
I credit the ingenious Ashokan staff and ice sculptor Thomas Brown for having that clever idea.
Yeah. And whoever said stick it in the fridge, we'll save it.
Yeah. And it'll be fine for the next 6 months.
Yeah. We try to do that every year, but some years, you know, even in February, it's not cold enough. And the sculpture, while being displayed at the winter hoot, tends to melt.
I'm glad you brought that up, Rick, because I think it is a real highlight of the winter hoot. You know, most of the event is indoors, although there's some hiking and whatnot. You can go. I think the weather's going to be kind of temperate this weekend.
The guided hike and ice sculpture are outdoors.
Yeah.
And everything else is pretty much
the
indoors.
Ice sculpture is right outside the main hall, so you don't have to wander
actually,
too far away.
Lazily look at it through the window.
You could even watch it from indoors. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Thomas Brown, though. Thanks for giving
him
a plug.
Yeah. He makes it a party.
Well, I have to say that adds the whole aura of the event. Not only do you have kids running around playing tag around him with a chainsaw. I mean, not very close. I'm just saying.
There are stanchions.
Yeah, there's no danger involved, but he is wielding a chainsaw, and it's fascinating because the kids are playing. They're oblivious to what's going on, more or less. They stop once in a while and go, wow. But other than that, they just want to pick up the ice and play with it after it gets chipped off the thing. But you got the kids running around. You got the adults stepping out for fresh air and, you know, chatting around the bonfire. And it's what it's all about. You know, we live in the Northeast. The winter is one of our four seasons, and we appreciate it. So why not be outside? You bundle up, you put gloves on, a hat, and you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, what's going on inside Saturday is music, starting with Rachel singing songs for kids at 11, all the way down through, you know, a full day of great music, square dancing, which is all taught in the moment, so you don't need experience to jump in there. And there's blacksmithing demos. There's activities in the kids zone, including the instrument petting zoo. We're going to have a clothing swap. So if you have a couple of gently used items that you'd like to donate, all of that is a fundraiser for the Ashokan Center.
Cool.
And yeah, the whole event, in a way, it's community event, which sounds, wow, that sounds like it might be free. And it's fundraiser, which sounds like, wow, that sounds like it might be expensive. And really, it's kind of whichever one you want it to be. Because if you have the means and you want to support, please donate. Please pay the suggested price or more. The Ashokan Center and the Hoot are kept alive by generous donors. And then, you know, you can also just pay the standard price, or you can pay less because we have sliding scale at the door. So no one is kept away for lack of funds. Everyone's invited to come have a good time all together.
One question, quick. Picnic
committed. Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to plug that band in particular because it's our son's birthday today, and that is our son Will's new band. They're making their debut at the Winter Hoot. They're playing a late-night set post-square dance.
Wow.
11:30, Picnic Committee.
Yeah, funk trio.
Yeah.
Wow.
Playing covers and originals.
No way.
Yes. Yeah.
Is Will singing?
He sings one song.
He will sing one
Actually,
song.
It's a cover of my old rock band Spouse, which really brings a tear to my eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
So who sings with his group?
Drummer is the main singer, Milo Lieberman.
Cool.
He's fantastic. Great drummer. Great singer.
And his father is in God Street Wine. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And Atomic Chornuck plays the guitar, and he's singing a song too. They're closing with a song that he's covering, so that'll be fun. And we've been listening to them rehearse in the house because the heat went out in our studio.
Oh.
So instead of rehearsing in the studio, they've been rehearsing right in the living room. We got the drum set right next to the wood stove. It replaced the Christmas tree, and it's been awesome. I love when after school they're practicing and I'm cooking dinner and it's like a festival right in my home.
So they throw down, they get funky.
Oh, they do.
They throw down hard. They're really good. They have great influences like the Meters and D'Angelo and some like really deep cuts. I know. And if you can't stay up till 11:30, you can hear them do a 3-song pewter shop session at 6:30.
6 o'clock.
Maybe six.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when Will was first brought here by the station, he was only about 12 inches long.
Yeah. From 17 inches long to 17 years old today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Will.
Happy birthday, Will. That's cool. The picnic committee is going to be there, and they will be throwing down the gauntlet at 11:30-ish. And it's going to be a great time. So bring the whole family and have a great time at the Winter Hoot. It's at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York. Folks can visit the Ashokan Center dot...
Love.
Love.
No, sorry. It's org. Hoot.love. Hoot.love.
Okay. Hoot.love. Ashokan Center.
AshokanCenter.org. Right.
Yeah. Yes. AshokanCenter.org.
They should all just be
love.
Dot love at this point.
And yeah.
And it's going to be a great lineup. The Mammals are playing, and as we discussed before we came onto the air, the Mammals are working on a brand new album that's going to be available. It could be a double-length vinyl album. It could be one long CD. It could be a CD with an extra CD.
There's a lot of songs.
It's very exciting.
A lot of music.
We started recording in 2022.
Wow.
And it's 2025 now. So we got a bunch of stuff in the can, as we say, and we're mixing presently.
We're shaking the can vigorously.
You know, you love them all when they're first recorded. You know, Families came from that session. Unpopular Ideas came from those sessions.
Oh, cool.
But as they start to congeal with mixing, you see which ones rise to the top and what's going to actually make the best album. But I would love to release all 17 songs, but we'll see which ones stick.
Well, good luck. We look forward to the release. Any working titles or anything?
There are several working titles.
Mike is not allowed to share them as much as he's dying to right now. Yeah. They're really good titles, though. And you'll be the first to know, Rick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a preview off air so you folks won't know. Mike and Ruthie of the Mammals, 98.1 KZE. The Winter Hoot is starting Friday, wrapping up Sunday. Sunday is kind of light, and, you know, there's a lot of fun that's happening. There's going to be yoga, and that's at 8:30, 10 a.m. is a community sing, which is, uplifting and fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, folks come and sing. We've got kind of a list of fun songs to sing at that, but if you have one that you want to lead, you can.
Cool.
So it wraps up pretty early on Sunday. I'm really excited that there are artists who are super local, like the Mammals, Picnic mm-hmm. Committee, Jay and Molly. And we also have the Catskills Old Time String Band, which are folks who play old time music from up in like Andes, New York.
Cool.
And they're coming to play the late night square dance on Saturday. We also have folks coming from Louis Lou Lewis from Brooklyn, Rachel Davis and Kashana, both coming out from Nashville.
Cool.
I think one by car, one by plane. So it's really cool. And both Rachel and Kashana have incredibly powerful kind of folk and blues singing voices, different from each other and unique, but both of them really powerful singers. And I think it's cool that they're Nashville neighbors and they'll get to hang out up in the forest in Olive Bridge, New York.
We do love that. Bringing people together from all over America.
Yeah. Really good music, good songs, uplifting vibe, stuff for all ages, good food too.
You heard it from the folks that bring the hoot to you. For 12 consecutive years, it's a family fun time. It's affordable for everyone, and they make sure that you know that. So if you got deep pockets, pay for somebody else plus yourself. If you're on a low budget, bring what you got and come on down to the Hoot. It's going to be a blast.
Hoot.
Starting Friday, wrapping up Sunday at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, which is centrally located to everywhere. Thanks for being here. Have a great day. All the best. And we look forward to seeing you on Friday to kick off the Hoot at 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's right.
Dinner.
Yep.
So get your reservations in. They're going fast. And enjoy the Hoot. There's plenty of room for everyone. So bring everyone. And thanks for being here, folks.
Thanks,
Rick. Appreciate it. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after this.